Okay, anyway. Okay, we're in the Rambam Perek Tes Zion Halacha Dal, chapter 16, law 4. The first one has no picture. This one has no picture. Hey has got a lot of pictures.
What?
Remember, we're dealing with the skylights. Remember the skylight that opens up? So this is like just like a side point, so it's not a seriously difficult halacha dal. It's just get you warmed up for hay. Okay? So let's say, we've been talking about now, there is a skylight. Okay? So let's say, let's say you had a regular roof. Regular roof. Everything was complete. Then hapoches esamaziva. A person made a hole, really, into the roof of the lower floor. Okay? Into the lower floor. So, one second. We're on Lamed Zion. Let me just get the right thing. Okay. So now the question is, and what's exactly happening? So you started with a regular, it's two floors, okay? And then you had the roof of the first floor, which is the floor of the second floor. And what do? You're going to want to make a crib very stable on the top floor. So what do is you make a hole in the ceiling of the first floor. Why? At Sha'asa Aruban, to make, not really a skylight, even though the word Aruba means a sky, but you make a hole, a protrusion. What? Besoch tikras abayis, into the ceiling of the first floor. Kidei shidikonis beregel ho'eres. So you can put the foot of a crib into it. So I guess you want it to be really stable. Okay? They got the 4 feet of a bed. And if it's, I guess, I don't know why he would do it, but I guess if it's on the floor, it can move around. So I guess he puts a hole into the ceiling of the first floor so that the bed on top, one of the poles of the bed, of the crib, gets locked into there. Okay? So let's think about this. So when you made the hole into the first floor ceiling, you've now created, so to speak, the, what do you call it? The skylight. Well, you know what I'm saying?
It's a holy skylight.
It's a hole. It's like a skylight. For a second, first you make the hole, right? Then you're closing up. So it's no different than all the cases we had where we had skylights, and then we're talking about putting a vessel on top of the skylight or something like that. So that's the general idea. It's like the cases we had before with a hole. Remember, the skylight doesn't have to have huge holes, just a tefach. That's not a lot. And you could have a nice big bed post that you want to get it linked into there. So now the foot of the crib seals the hole, the skylight. And now that bed post is a kli, which is susceptible to tumah.
Yeah, it's wood.
So that's effectively what you've done. You've created this skylight, so to speak, small skylight, and you now stuffed it up with a utensil that's susceptible to tumah.
Right.
Okay, now, so question now is, im yesh ba poseach tefach, if the hole you made was big enough for a tefach, so once you make it big enough for a tefach, not doing anything else would mean that the tumah goes through from the first floor to the second floor. And if there is vituma babais, and if there's tuma on the first floor, all right, so theoretically, the tuma could go right through onto the second floor. But wait a minute, you stuffed it up with the foot of the crib, which is a kli that's susceptible to tuma. Af ha'aliyah tmeya, the entire second floor is tmeya. She'ein kli, oh, here's the important point here, different types of kalim over here. Yeah, maybe we'll see. She'ein kli hamakabel tuma chotzeis. A kli, it's not going to be exactly what you said before to me, Shelley. It's not going to be the same. I know what you're trying to say before. It's not going to be this case here. The kli, a kli that's not, that is makabel tuma, does not block the tuma, all right? But rather, it spreads around, okay? So therefore,
that's if it has the tefach opening.
So, right, so you had the tefach opening, so basically it didn't do anything.
So where's it spreading it around?
Is it to the second floor.
Or the top?
To the second floor.
The tumah's on the basement. The tumah's in the bottom floor, and now it's spread to the top.
No, but it goes up to it. It's hitting it.
But it's a tumah that's
makabel, but it's not spreading.
But it doesn't stop the tumah. It does. Forget about spreading it, but it doesn't stop the tumah. If it doesn't stop the tumah, where's the tumah going?
Second floor.
Right through. Doesn't stop anything. That's if there already was a tefach. So once there's a tefach, the tumah goes right through.
And the whole second floor is contaminated.
To the second floor.
In other words, if you have a tefach, it could have gone through if there was nothing blocking it.
So correct.
If you block it with something that can makabel.
It is makabel tumah.
It goes right through it.
That's right.
So the difference here is that this one.
It's not the kli making the second floor tumah. It's that the tumah from the bottom floor is just going right through.
Because there was a tefach.
That's right. The main b'pasach tefach. What if it wasn't
there isn't an opening though anymore.
But doesn't matter. It's a kli. It's not like you sealed it up with wood. Okay, where you totally seal it off. You can always pick the foot of the bed out. You could take it out. It's not sealed. That'd be a different story. That's not a kli.
So the difference in this and that one.
So effectively, what he's saying is the bedpost is like it's not there.
Exactly.
It's like it's not there. Okay,
but if it's less than a tefach.
But if the hole is less than a tefach, whoa! Then already the tumah can't go through anyway.
No matter what's there.
Ha'aliyah tahora. Now, interesting. The second floor is tahor because it could never go through. Forget about the bed; it just doesn't go through. But here's the new point he's going to raise: v'haregel shelamata tameya. But if the leg of the bedpost is lodged into the hole, and then some of that hole goes a little bit below.
No, some of the leg.
Some of the leg. Some of the leg goes through the hole and goes into a little bit into the first floor. Tamei. Now the whole bed becomes tamei because the little leg is part of the whole bed, and that is kikelim hamahahilim. It's like a utensil that becomes an ohel over something that's tamei. And therefore, the bed will have tumas shivas yomim, like any keli that touches tumah or is in a ohel that becomes tumah. But that can't make the second floor tumah.
Correct.
Because the keli cannot can't make the tumah into the rest of the house. That's what you wanted to say before we talked.
Yeah.
And that's so the bed will be tumah.
And if you sit on the bed
and if somebody's on the bed, they'll be tumah.
Yeah.
But the second floor isn't going to be tumah.
It's not that it's spreading. It's just it's not there yet.
It's like it's not the tumah just went through. Tumah just went right through. So really, in the first case, the bed is immaterial.
Yeah.
Because since it's a kli that's makabel tumah, it can't block it. So it just goes right through. But the point, and then he's saying in the second case, if the leg goes through, it becomes tameh, it makes the bed tameh, but doesn't make the rest of the second floor tameh.
Does it matter if that leg is going through, but it's less than a tefach?
It wouldn't matter because everything's going to be tummy anyway. Everything's tummy anyway.
You said it was less than a tefach.
No, you said less. It is. The case is it is less than a tefach. But what were you asking? What were you asking?
I thought because it had to be a tefach.
No, it was less than a tefach to begin with. If it already is a tefach, everything's tummy anyway.
Yeah.
There's nothing to talk about. Now, just parenthetically, that's when you drill the hole through the ceiling to put the thing in. What if nivrasa ma'zeva mela? What if it just deteriorated by itself, the ceiling? It just deteriorates and makes a hole by itself. Well, that we fall back to the previous halachas we learned. Any kind of hole, any kind of a window, we said, shira kamole egrof, the wide has to be more than a tefach, has to be the big fist of the giant, remember?
Yeah.
That we said it's as big as the head. Kamoshman, then the number is not tefach, but the magic number, so to speak, is the size of a head. That's just
parenthetical. It's a lot bigger. It's a lot bigger.
Keeps up, and it just keeps reminding us of that halacha. Okay.
Hey.
Now the fun begins. I don't know if we're going to finish halacha A today, but we'll. There's like six parts, I think. Six parts to this halacha. You can see how big it is. It really could be six halachas. So we'll take it really slowly. Let me just make sure we got. One second. Okay, now we've got everything there. Okay, Aruba. Okay, again, we have a skylight. Shebetoch tikras habayis. that is the ceiling of a house, okay? Like you see in the picture over there, there's a case where it's only one floor, not two floors, whatever. That's a regular house. You got a roof on the top with an opening in the middle, okay? That's simple case over
there. Tumah there.
Shibatok tikras abayis. Now, we're setting up the case now. I'm going to explain the case. Is it big enough? Got to make it bigger.
No,
see.
It's on top of the
bottom. I can't.
It's okay. We can see
it. I can't make it any
bigger. That's good.
Okay, anyway. So now what's going on over here? Ukedera, and there's a pot. Now, I don't know. You see a round circle at the bottom? That's the tumah.
That's the tumah.
But there's a pot on top.
I see the pot. It's a crock pot.
Oh, that's pretty small.
It looks like a coffee cup.
Oh, you can see the pot.
Okay, it's a coffee cup. Close enough.
Okay, we can
I'm
see.
Sorry, that's the best I could do. Okay, so now you got a pot. Munachas al oretz. It's going to be a number of scenarios. He's not giving you all the possible scenarios here. Let's say the pot is lying on the ground, even though you don't see it on the ground there, but it could be lying on the ground. Umuchuvenes kineged aruba. And it's exactly, perfectly in line
with the skylight.
Hole of the skylight. Exactly. In other words, if I would raise the pot up,
it would go through the skylight.
It would exactly fit. Flush. Okay, that's the idea over here. Not more, not less. Flush.
Flush.
But it's not. It's right where it is at the bottom over there. But it says munachas umuchuvenes kineged, but it's mamish perfectly aligned.
Yeah, aligned
to the inch, to the centimeter, to the skylight. To such an extent, Shimtala, if you would have raised that pot straight up, Teitse Bitsumtsum Mina Aruba, it would perfectly fit exactly into the skylight, and theoretically you could just push it right through. It's like a perfect fit. It could go, you'd raise it up to the skylight, close it up completely, and you could push it out too. I mean, no reason why you couldn't push it out. All right, fine. Now, that's the case of the pot. Now, what do we got more? There's tumah under the kedera. We do not have the tefach of air space from the tumah to the pot, which would make it an ohel for the tumah. And since it's not a tefach space, what is it called? It's tachas hakedera ritzutza. It's tumas ritzutza. Remember, squashed beinel ben aretz. As we'll see in a minute, the halach of tumah ritzutza. Remember, a typical ohel
tefach.
It's a tefach by tefach and a tefach high.
Yeah.
And once you have that, what happens? A typical ohel
spreads it within
it
and then it blocks
the tumah,
on the top.
But blocks it. This is not that. This is tumah ritzutza. You don't have a tefach. So therefore, what does that mean? The tumah, it's like
it blows right through.
Tumah goes right through it. Right through it. So one case is where the pot is right on the tumah, exactly on it. That's one possibility. Or the tumah is in the pot, which clearly makes the pot tumah, right? Or algaba, or let's say the tumah is in the airspace above the pot. Any one of those three possibilities. The picture only gives you one of the three possibilities. The picture tells you the tumah is mamish right underneath the pot. That's tumah ritzutza. And that is like it just goes right through the pot. If it's in the pot, same thing. It's going to make the pot tummy, and as an opening, goes straight up.
And it's straight down.
And straight down, but it's nothing really to go down. But anyway, yeah, straight down. And if it's on top, let's say in the air, so let's say where the circle is, that's where the pot would have been.
So reverse the order. Just reverse
that. And put it on top. Or even in midair.
Yeah.
For theoretically, if Tumah's in midair. Well, what about if Tumah's in the midair? It goes down, goes up.
Yeah.
All the way up. So what happens? Tumah boka'as va'ola boka'as v'yoredes. The Tumah breaks through going up, breaks through going down, like any typical halacha of Tumah ritzutza. That's exactly what it is. It's tumah ritzutza. Ve'ein tamei ella kinegda. And the only thing that's tamei is what's directly opposite. Now again, you have to remember, even though normally, let's say this was a klicheris does not become tamei from its backside.
No, only in the airspace, the inner airspace. but facing
it doesn't get tame from the backside.
So if that was a kli cheres there on top,
yeah, but couldn't. Still it just breaks through because it's tuma metzutza, right?
Okay.
So therefore, the ein tame elkan and tuma just goes straight up. That's it. The habayis kula tohor, the whole house is tuma. Because tar, I should have said tar. Is tar because there's no other place for now. Yeah. It's gotta obviously be a tefach wide at least. The case on the top, no?
Yeah.
If it's not a tefach wide on the top, then you could say it's closed up.
Yeah.
You'd say it's an ohel. It's closed up, but you spread around. Ram doesn't say it, but if he's saying that it's only the whole house is tar. Right? Because the tumah is not going on any of the sides. So basically, all we have is tumah shooting straight up.
That's it.
So I don't know if there's any great chidushim in that case as opposed to what's coming up in the next case. But that's case number one. Okay, let's get to the next picture. Now things get a little bit more interesting here, where you've got the tuma is with lots of space and lots of other issues over here. Okay, case number two. It gets trickier as we go. Now, so far, the case was basically that you had either the pot lying right on it.
Yes.
The tuma right in it.
Yes.
Or the tuma right over it.
Yes.
The next case is not similar to that. Because what we're having now is hoisakadera gavoa mina aretz tefach. We're starting with the pot.
Oil.
Is a tefach over the ground. All new ball game now.
Yeah.
No tumah ritzutza now. So it can act as an ohel.
So
that's going to change everything we just said over here. Okay. So hoisakadera gavoa mina aretz tefach. Now, the tumah can be in a number of places.
Yes.
Tumah can be tachta, can be right underneath. That's case number one on the right side. Otachas tikras habayis, or the middle case where it's under the wall. So what's going to be the halacha? Habayis kula tame. The whole house is tame. Let's figure this out. Why? Let's start with the middle case.
Okay.
The middle. That's not the end of the halacha. No. Let me just finish it. Otachas hakdera tame, and underneath the pot is also tame.
Not above it, pot.
Sharei oil, because the pot is an ohel for the tuma.
Right.
Avotocha kedera, but inside the pot, okay, and
above the pot,
vegaba, and above the pot,
it's tahor.
Why? She'ein klicheres mitame megabo. A klicheres is not getuma from the outside. Mm-hmm. Doesn't get it from the outside. Ve'aver hakedera goloi le'aviro. And the space that's above the pot is open up to the air, as it were, and that's going to be tar. So basically what he's saying, let's pick the middle case first. The middle case first, clearly the tuma is spreading through the whole house.
Yeah.
Spreading through the whole house. However, at this point, where the white kli is, that is an ohel.
Mm-hmm.
That is an ohel because it's got a tefach above, and since it's a kli cheres, it's not makabel tumah from the backside. So the kli cheres is an ohel. It's tahor because it doesn't get the tumah. It blocks, and therefore the tumah can't go up. And for that matter, it's no different if the tumah in the right-hand case was right underneath it, because since that pot functions as an ohel,
it's
like there's an ohel, like that kind. Let's say you have a house like this. Look, this is the ceiling.
Okay.
And now that's all one ohel. Doesn't matter if you have a dip in the ceiling.
Doesn't make any
difference. So the two cases, like a dip in the ceiling. Pretend, for example, where the white is, there'd be a wall going down in that little U, right? So that's what it's doing for you in both cases. But now, so just let's like, for example, above the right and left side of the ceilings, no tumah goes beyond the right, the top of that.
Nope.
The roof doesn't go through the roof.
Can't go.
So here in the middle part of the roof, as it were, has been lowered, so to speak. Since there's a tefach between the kli cheres and the tumah, it in fact has just lowered the roof.
Yeah.
That's what it's really, even though it's not connected
with
a wall to the top roof, but effectively it's
from
like a
halacha point of view, that's what it's
So therefore, that's like where the roof ends.
Yeah.
and therefore nothing can go through it because the Tumah can't get into the Kli Cheres.
The third case is it's inside.
On the other hand, now case number three on the right side, fascinating. Hoisa Tumah Visocha, what if Tumah is in the Kli Cheres, flying in the air?
Oh, in the airspace with a tefach on it.
Yes, same case. O al gaba, or it's on top of it, the Tumah. Habayis kula tahor, and even what's underneath the kli cheres,
because
it still is blocking everything from going beneath it. Sherei hatuma kenegen haruba bilvad, because the tuma is only opposite the ceiling.
Skylight.
The skylight. That's now, it. The commentators have a whole field day over here.
I can imagine they do.
Because he is saying once a kli becomes tame like that, he's saying when the kli becomes tame, we have a rule that really, according to Malam Forshim, the tuma can go down still and doesn't block once it becomes tame. Once it becomes tame,
according to
according to everybody.
Well, it says the Rambam.
But that's why they all question this Rambam. They all Kesef Misha. They all don't understand this. And
because
it says kli nasa ol letame avolo letar. So really, their commentators are saying that everything should be tame. They're saying the tuma should spread out from there.
But what happens if there is a tefach in the complete airspace? They're all around. Then that's a real oil because there's a tefach between the mace.
But
and
it's not. The mace is inside there.
So let's say there's a tefach between where the mace is. It's held in the airspace, and there's a whole tefach between the
so
mace.
So they're saying
and
if
the
it's
bottom.
In there, if it's in the thing and airspace. It's metame in it,
yeah.
Then the whole thing should be tame.
It is. He
no,
has the
whole room. They're saying the whole room should be tame
so
because once
there.
The whole kli is tame, you know, it's...
We, how can it spread
it,
through
it can
there?
Only be a tuma, an oil for tuma b'mat latar. Once it becomes... That's what they say. So they, if I didn't say it, you would have said it was an easy Rambam, but the commentators have a field day on that, so we're going to just leave it with their questions on that.
Okay.
Anyway, I tell you, it gets harder. Okay, let's move on to the next
one. That's not
one.
How the Rambam rules, though. Okay.
Okay, but it's a major problem. They all have a problem. Once that vessel becomes tamei, then everything should be tamei. That's what they maintain. They don't understand why. Because if you've got it there's tuma in there too, remember.
Yeah.
There's tuma there, and the utensil is tame too. So they're saying, why shouldn't it go all the way across? You got a corpse is there. It makes the vessel tame. The corpse is in there. The tuma, you can block it if the thing doesn't become tame. If the corpse is underneath, it could block it because the keli didn't become tame. But if the keli becomes tame, so then why shouldn't everything become tame? Because the corpse is tame, and the kli can't block it if the kli is entirely tame. That's the question they have on that. It could block it in cases of to keep tuma in below. But once the whole kli becomes tame, because of the tuma that's in that, how can you say it's blocking? Can't block when it essentially is tame. So therefore, all the commentators say that the whole house should be tame. That's their question on the Rambam. We will leave it at that. Okay, now we're looking for the third part.
Yes. And it's the vessel's clean.
Okay, next. Next. Hoysa hakedera tachas haruba. Now a little bit different. Up to now, we had that the utensil was exactly fitting in to the skylight opening. Here is the picture clearly demonstrates that you've got the utensil, the tuma underneath it, and to the right and to the left of the kli, you have an entire tefach on both sides. That's a lot of space. You've got a wide open...
it's a big skylight. So it's like down south where they have the sukkahs in a room, and the whole room opens up, and there's just the little edges on the
right,
sides.
So the question is, what kind of an ohel do you have? The answer is, you don't have any ohel.
Yeah.
You don't have any ohel. You know, especially, well, the only thing you'd have as an oil is going against the left and right walls. Whatever's under the roof on the right side, on the left side.
Because there's all tefach on each side.
No, but I'm saying where the wall going up.
Yeah.
And the ceiling, that little upside down L.
Yeah.
That area, if something was there, it could be
it
an
could
oil.
It could be, but it can't get to there
but
from there.
But there's nothing there.
There can't get to
you've
there.
You've got more than two tefachim on both sides.
Yeah.
You've got some smack in the middle. So nothing can really be affected in that house except only what's under the tumah.
Yeah.
Right? So now,
over the tumah.
So if this pot, kli, whatever, is under the skylight,
and it's a big skylight.
Aruba gedom hekder, but the aruba is gigantic. Shimtala hekder, if you would raise that pot all the way up to the top, that takes me an aruba, and you put it right up next to the roof. Nimtza beinel bein sifse aruba b'zeh tevach. You got a tevach on both sides from the pot to the skylight. Even though the pot is higher from the ground, tefach, okay, vet tuma besocha, or you have tuma inside the pot, al gaba, or on top, otachteha, or underneath. So you got any one of the cases. In this case, habayis tahor, the house is tar because there's no oil on the tuma. The aruba is gigantic. The only thing that's going to be tame is what's directly
above
up
and below
from the tuma and below from the tuma. Okay,
now interesting
was
in this picture.
Simple
in this
case.
Picture, he has the kli is.
But it could be either way.
But he has the kli is tahor.
No, but it's not gun. Well, let's put it this way: anything inside, the kli will be tar.
That's what it is.
Only in that case, where it's underneath.
Right.
But not if it's on top.
Or inside.
Inside.
Right.
So you're right. It would depend. The kli will depend on the nature of the picture. He only gave you one of three possibilities.
But above the kli is tame.
Yes, because it's the kli. It's not blocking it.
Yeah.
It's not blocking it. It's
but it can't get inside.
It's tuma ritzutza in this particular case.
But it can't get inside.
Can't get
so
inside.
So the kli is tahor.
Exactly.
Inside.
Exactly. Okay, let's even get one more. I know we're not going to finish it, but we can get one more in here. Oh, you know what? Let's stop it here. I'll tell you why, because this gets very complicated.
You keep saying getting more and more complicated.
This is, let's stop over here. We'll be happy over here. Okay, now it's a different kind of case now. We're dealing with a lintel and all kinds of other things. Let's just leave it over here and be happy with what we have.